All right, going over the injuries. Steve Ballows did not participate today, concussion. Joel Dreesen was full knee. Eric Decker was full thigh. Derek Wolfe did not participate today. He had the flu, all right, so we sent him home. Wes Welker was limited today, concussion. Then Kayvon Webster also limited thumb. Everybody else was full. Any questions?
Just to be clear, Derek's issue is unrelated.
Yeah, we've been calling his other deal or illness. This was the flu, so different illness.
Bad luck from him, and trying to work back in. How tough is that?
Well, I think it's just going around. You know, we've had it through the team, through the building. So, you know, it's been pretty much a 24-hour variety, and hopefully he'll be back tomorrow.
Tom, is that always a concern this time of year that you could get somebody could get sick and you could –
he deals just about everything. You know what I mean? It's we're just a microcosm of society, so it just it works through our group too.
When Noshon wasn't able to participate at all in the offseason, he got hurt in that playoff game. Were you surprised at all, given the lack of, you know, another injury, the lack of participation, how hard he's been able to run this year?
I mean, he's been remarkable. We've talked, you know, Noshon up the whole season, just attitude, performance, you know, everything you look for in a, you know, professional football player. So, you know, I can't sing enough praises about him. He's done a tremendous job. And, you know, especially from where he was at on the depth chart to where he is now, it's pretty remarkable.
I mean, I guess you always want to hear about, like, fresh legs and stuff for a young running back and guys getting up near. I mean, it's taken him 5 years to get to 1,000 yards. What does that do to you, think?
You know, it's just persistence. You know, I think it says a lot about his makeup and how he just stuck to it. And, you know, we brought in different backs throughout that time. I wasn't here for his whole 5 years, so I can't speak to, you know, when I wasn't here. But since I've been here, you know, I've seen a remarkable change in just, you know, how he prepares and how he performs.
Coach, when you guys played the Chiefs, it was so close together. There's a big distance between the two games against the Raiders. How, obviously, you're a different team. How different have you seen the Oakland being?
Well, I mean, they went from, you know, Pryor being the starter in our first game to now Pryor's going to be starter in our second game. So it was a pretty big stretch in there in between where, you know, they had a couple different quarterbacks actually start and play for them. So, you know, we've looked hard at that game, looked at hard at games where Pryor's played. So, I think we have a pretty good idea how they'll attack us.
Do you prepare for both quarterbacks, though, knowing they might go back and forth?
Well, I think, you know, the other quarterback's a little bit more conventional. You know, with Terrell in there, it's a little bit, you know, Michael Vick-ish as far as some of the quarterback running spread offense plays that I'm sure we'll get and we're anticipating getting.
Do you talk to him about home field, or do you just tell him a few ways?
No, all our focus is on Oakland and all that other stuff has time later to take care of itself.
If Manning needed to blow Sunday, would Cooper be the backup center with Ballows out?
You know, I don't get into depth charts and whatnot. You know, we don't do the inactive until an hour and a half before kickoff. So, but we've got options.
Okay. You glad the schedule worked out that New England's playing at the same time, so you don't have to worry about when to play guys, when to rest guys. You can just go and.
You know, right now all our focus is on us. You know, so we just got to worry about how we perform against the Oakland Raiders, and anything other than that's a waste of thinking.